introduce our next speaker. And Leah kind of got the ball rolling, so I'm going to try to keep this short. Let's move things along. So just a real quick personal for me. My first speaker I introduced was Albert Perez, and here I have the privilege to introduce the new incoming Divisional of Vocational Rehab Administrator. So Maureen Bates, she has an extensive resume that I'm impressed by. So just a few things right now. So current administrator since January. She's done, senior grant writer, community outreach coordinator. I'm pretty sure there's some business ownership around there too. And her education, look at this. I'm doing one master's and this scares me. So Miami University, Teachers College at Columbia University, University of Waianae, and Boston University, where she received her certificate. I'm already tired. So without further ado, please welcome Maureen Bates.
I learned everything I could about sailing. I fell in love with it. I built ocean racing sailboats, and I had learned in Rhode Island from the descendants of the hair shops built museum or built boat builders. And if you know the hair shops at all, they were flying boat builders in Rhode Island who built all the America's Cup boats that won the America's Cup sailing competition internationally for over 50 years. I actually have a sailboat that is designed off of a hair shop boat that they used to sail, the hair shop brothers blind would sail from Rhode Island to Bermuda. So I have a replica of that boat here in Hawaii. I built those boats in Rhode Island for ocean racing as well back in, I think it was 1996, sorry. And then I sailed a lot as a kid because I was hyper, and I raced in Florida and won the national championships with Bill and Dave, some crew that I met from my hometown in Connecticut. I taught sailing throughout the mainland in France. I speak French a little bit. I also speak Swedish and Spanish. My parents moved us around a little bit and threw us into schools overseas. I participated in ocean research projects. Aboard a 50-foot boat, we sailed to San Francisco in 2015, and measuring the concentration of plastics in our Pacific garbage patch between Hawaii and California. And fortuitously, the plastic has not degraded such that it's infecting our plankton growth and oxygen production. And we have international young people coming to Hawaii to clean our oceans. I don't know if you know about the Ocean Cleanup Project, but something worth exploring. I still sail on weekends and vacations because I really love being with the wind and waters of our Pacific playground. So you're probably wondering, how does a sailor navigator become the vocational rehab administrator at DVR? It wasn't on the job description, by the way, to be a sailor. I love to learn. And as Natalia said, I have been a student most of my life. I believe education, family, friends, and hard work prepared me for this job. I obtained my first master's degree at Columbia University in education, followed by voter rehab studies with UH, Utah State, and San Diego State, through online classes as well. And then I received a graduate certificate at Boston University in psychiatric rehab, because I do feel a curiosity and an interest in learning how people are affected by our societal discriminations that impact them, how poverty impacts people. So that psychiatric rehab certificate helped me understand a lot about other aspects that people with disabilities are experiencing in society. I've gotten a certificate as a rehab counselor back in 2000, working for Goodwill Industries of Hawaii, and I sustained it all this time as I continued to work. I grew up with two older sisters and two older brothers. We were all 1 year apart, so my poor mom. Five teenagers at once. My brother Bill was born with traumatic brain injury, and he inspired my advocacy skills for individuals with disabilities. He also made me laugh a lot and strengthened my compassion for others. He's passed on, but he still inspires me today. Since arriving in Hawaii in 1998, I've been working to promote resiliency among adults with disabilities at Goodwill Industries of Hawaii, helping veterans obtain housing and employment through the Veterans Administration, providing supports for accessing online health care insurance through MedQuest or the Affordable Care Insurance portals, writing grants and developing services for families marginalized by poverty and its intergenerational impacts. And this was through Child and Family Service. And I've reinforced access to early childhood education at HCAP on the Youth Care Action Program. I had the privilege of working with people who trusted me and empowered me to make a difference. As the administrator of DVR, I serve our community and our staff. It is a wonderful opportunity to address DVR's needed systems improvements alongside dedicated and intelligent staff and stakeholders, including our Ho'opono cohort. We have benefited from GHS helping us over our 2017 expenses, over expenditures in 2017, but still have a penalty under the federal regulations to pay off in 2020 before we can get out of order of selection and better serve our community's needs. Why is our work still relevant today? Why is DVR still here after all these years? Well, I can tell you one thing. Employment rates for adults between the ages of 16 and 64 with disabilities is just 29%. And people without disabilities, it's 58%. It's kind of a big difference. I'm certain more than 29% of adults with disabilities here in Hawaii can participate in satisfactory work with equitable earnings opportunities here in Hawaii. Our government's Workforce Innovations Opportunity Act, the ABLE legislation, and Social Security Ticket to Work all reinforce supports for adults with benefits to transition into satisfactory and sustainable careers. And our unemployment rates, some of the lowest in the nation, have begun to open doors with employers who previously might not have considered their role in integrating supports for adults with disabilities in their workplaces, despite ADA requirements for accessibility since 1998. But more importantly, our younger adults with disabilities have grown up believing, like their millennial cohorts, that they have choices to be entrepreneurs and start their own businesses. They don't even see their disability as a barrier. They understand that those of us with without blindness are technologically challenged and sometimes challenging to work with. Some of the examples of our entrepreneurs and adults in our society with disabilities today include Damon John of Shark Tank, Charles Branson of the Virgin Group, Virgin Atlantic and Alaska Air, both with severe dyslexia. David Nealman, who started JetBlue, discovered as an adult he had attention deficit disorder. Isaac Linsky, who is blind and the CEO of ODC Construction in Florida with over $70 million in annual revenues, has also been successful as an entrepreneur. Remarkable with Mr. Linsky is that in 2004, he founded Hope for Vision, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit organization dedicated to funding the development of treatments and cures for blinding diseases. We all share an appreciation of many artists with blindness, Jose Feliciano, Andre Bocelli, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, to name a few. And all of these people have paid it forward and provided the next generation with opportunities through their giving and foundations they set up for advancement. We recognize these successful entrepreneurs for their accomplishments, and then we recognize their disability. So we first recognize their accomplishments. Much like our millennials, they see the world how they see the world today. While attending a recent Ho'oponopono graduation ceremony, I listened to the reinforcement staff provided, clients provided, and this graduating gentleman's family provided him as he was leaving the program. It was obvious from their sharing that in order for each of us to succeed in small and large ways, we must first try, engage with others to help us. As Leah pointed out, we have to be connected. And we need to continue to learn from our mistakes. Mistakes aren't a bad thing, they're just a learning thing. We can fail when we don't we can fail if we don't share our achievements with one another, embrace life's lessons, which mostly seem hard at the time, and we also need to hold space for one another amidst disappointments. Otherwise, we will fail. We live in a most interesting time where so much is possible with the advent of our technology revolution and ability to connect. Just imagine, Shannon, you may be driving a driverless car in your lifetime. And everybody else, we want to get off the road. Yeah. We essentially have increased our capacity to connect globally, and I hope each of us will find time to connect with each other locally over the course of the coming months and years that I'm going to be here, to find ways we can support you in successfully navigating along your career path, and then creating new businesses for the next generation to thrive here in Hawaii too. Thank you all, and thank you for being here today.